Health authorities say patients at one of Australia's biggest cosmetic surgery clinics are being drugged into unconsciousness without their consent. The New South Wales Health Care Complaints Commission has been investigating the Cosmetic Institute since a 20-year-old woman suffered a cardiac arrest during a routine breast enhancement last January. The ABC has obtained a copy of the ACCC's findings. The report finds doctors at the clinic are routinely using drugs above safe limits without getting patients' consent. The clinic says it's already changed some of the practices raised in the report. Medical reporter Sophie Scott has the story.
The Cosmetic Institute is one of the most popular and profitable cosmetic clinics in Australia. Its clinics in Sydney and the Gold Coast offer cut-priced breast enhancements. TCI says it's a safer alternative for women who might otherwise look to Asia for a cheap nip and tuck.
Our philosophy is to make cosmetic surgery affordable without having to compromise on quality.
But there have been problems. In the last 12 months, six patients at TCI's Sydney clinic suffered potentially life-threatening complications during procedures, including rapid heartbeat, seizures and cardiac arrest. The New South Wales Healthcare Complaints Commission has been investigating TCI after a 20-year-old patient nearly died when her heart stopped. The ABC has obtained the ACCC's report and the findings are damning.
TCI's consent procedures are inadequate. Patients are being placed under either deeper sedation or general anaesthetic with no consent provided for this. TCI placed the health and safety of members of the public at risk.
The report found patients were being given drugs above what's considered safe limits.
Local anaesthetic agents were used at TCI in excess of safe doses, and dose calculations on occasion were not individualised according to the patient's body weight.
Two of TCI's clinics are licensed to provide no more than conscious sedation to patients, which leaves them groggy but awake. The ACCC says it's technically possible to perform a breast augmentation in such circumstances, but for most patients it can be distressing and painful. PM showed the report to Dr. Daniel Fleming, a spokesman for the Australasian College of Cosmetic Surgery, the industry's peak body.
All of these unlawful anaesthetics, all of these dangerous complications occurred at the hands of medical practitioners, anaesthetists and surgeons. We would like to know if the ACCC is taking action against those doctors who have acted unlawfully, misled patients and put their lives at risk.
Dr. Marilyn Walton was the ACCC commissioner in the 1990s and is now a professor of medicine and patient safety at Sydney University.
Well, it's incredibly frustrating but very surprising as well, because the one thing a country like Australia can do is regulate to protect its citizens. And here's a case where we have a lot of evidence around potential harm and indeed real harm, and yet nothing yet has been done to change that.
The Cosmetic Institute says it's already taken action to address the issues raised in the report. General Manager Andrew Gill says all surgeries in New South Wales are now carried out at a private hospital with patients given a general anaesthetic. He said the company is also reviewing consent procedures and the use of local anaesthetics, but the clinics may be forced to make more changes in the future. The medical board is currently considering much tighter regulation of cosmetic surgery in Australia, which could see initiatives such as mandatory cooling-off periods introduced.
Medical reporter Sophie Scott.